GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. It seems we can't escape the geopolitical shadows looming over the crypto landscape. This time, the catalyst wasn't some DeFi exploit or NFT drama, but rather the thud of fighter jets over the Strait of Hormuz. On May 27th, the U.S. Central Command's airstrikes on Iranian military positions triggered a chain reaction that liquidated $958.8 million from the crypto derivatives market within a mere 24 hours. Almost 168,000 traders found themselves on the wrong side of the trade, with long positions accounting for 93% of the slaughter. Just like that, nearly $1 billion evaporated, leaving traders and algorithms alike to pick up the pieces. It was a classic liquidation cascade. When the bombs dropped, it wasn't just geopolitical tensions that exploded. The derivatives markets blew up too. In crypto, volatility is our bread and butter. But when the stakes are this high, panic feeds on itself. Stop losses turn into market orders, which turn into liquidations, and before you know it, you're watching a synchronized financial implosion. In these moments, the trade isn't just about analysis or insight. It's a high-stakes poker game where the geopolitical house always wins. Meanwhile, back on American soil, the CFTC decided to shake things up. For years, crypto traders in the United States have been locked out of the most lucrative and riskiest game in town, perpetual futures. The $90 trillion juggernaut of high-leverage, no-expiry contracts was essentially illegal for American traders. Want to trade perps? You had to play hide-and-seek with your IP address on offshore platforms. But now, the CFTC has cracked the door open just a smidge. Kalshi, a federally regulated exchange, has received the first U.S. approval for a Bitcoin perpetual contract. It's a milestone that could change the dynamics of crypto trading in America, although it's worth noting that a single product on a single exchange doesn't exactly spell revolution just yet. And finally, in the realm of technical hiccups, the so-called world's fastest blockchain hit a speed bump. The Sui blockchain, a project boasting sub-second finality and a theoretical throughput ceiling of 297,000 TPS, came to a screeching halt. On the morning of May 28th, the Sui mainnet stopped producing blocks completely. The team was quick to acknowledge the issue, posting an update within minutes. However, the root cause remains a mystery, with early indications pointing towards a consensus or processing logic flaw. It serves as a stark reminder that in the race to be the fastest, sometimes you end up running into a wall. What does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? Well, if you're a developer, this volatile environment underscores the need for robust, fail-safe protocols and systems that can withstand external shocks, be they geopolitical or technical. For founders, the opening of the U.S. derivatives market is a call to innovate within regulatory frameworks, potentially opening the floodgates for new financial products. And if you're a job seeker, there's never been a better time to immerse yourself in the intersection of regulatory compliance and cutting-edge tech. Crypto keeps us on our toes. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.